At that time, Jesus spoke to this parable to some who trusted in themselves as just, but despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray. The one was a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee standing prayed thus with himself, "Oh God, I give thee thanks that I am not like the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, as also is this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithe of all I possess." The publican, standing afar off, will not so much as lift up his eyes towards heaven. He struck his breast, saying, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I say to you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Because everyone that exalts himself shall be humbled, and that he humbles himself shall be exalted. These are the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Isn't it, this character of the parable, the Pharisee, an interesting character, interesting person? In many ways, I have to say, he forces my own admiration. He's somebody. I'm not sure that I could pretend to do what he says he does. Look, he describes himself in front of God, to whom he speaks, as a man of many virtues. If he says what he does to be true, and we have no reason to doubt about it, he is quite a saint. He is not an extortioner. That is to say, he practices the fifth, seven, and ten commandments. No murder, no stealing, no envy. I am not unjust. Virtue of justice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 8. Love God, love your parents, love your neighbor. I am not an adulterer. Good. 6 and 9. Purity and chastity. And there is more. He is not only practicing the Ten Commandments. He goes further. According to what he says, he practices the evangelical counsels. Poverty, chastity, obedience. He fasts. He gives alms. 10% of his whole income, brute. Can you say as much? Can you pretend that you do the same thing? I would like. Imagine what the world would be if everybody would just do what the Pharisees says he does. No greed, no wars, no lie, no poverty, no hunger. Paradise on earth. It is true that that Pharisee shows a little bit of vanity. He brags about his accomplishment, even though he says that because of God. But isn't it natural, at least, to be recognized for our good actions? That's the foundation of our virtue of hope. Do this, and you will possess eternal life. That's what he does. And his faith is strong. He talked to God. His prayer is not just words murmured, said. He speaks to God. My God, look at me. I am like that. And he trusts to be rewarded. Though he does not come down justified. Contrary to what it seems at first, this man is not only vain, he is filled with pride, selfishness. All that counts is himself. The proof is disdain for others. I am not like other men. Why? Why do we do such a thing? Why do we need to look down on other people to pretend that we are better than others? What God, what good does that do? Are we better because others are worse? Doesn't make any sense. Despising others spoils every good he does. And unfortunately, this man of the gospel is not fictional. You know, we see in the beginning of many movies, any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Hard word to say. No? That's the portrait of myself. That's you, each one of us. We are the Pharisee. It is a common happening, my dear soul, in every trade, that the higher we get to holiness, sanctification, the more prone we are of pride. I am not like the others. Look all what I'm doing, my God. Lucifer, the devil, the most beautiful of the angels, the holiest of all the angels, felt for the same thing like the Pharisee. I am not like human beings. I will not serve them. So what is wrong with us? Where is our charity? You know, that one of the most common comment that I receive from people coming to the oratory for the first time is that I didn't felt welcome. I had the impression that people looked down at me. I know that we don't do that fully. But why do we give this impression? How come? How come anybody could come here and have this impression? There is something wrong that we do, that I do. And if any of you, and some are coming here for the first time, don't feel bad. You're home. You are welcome, all of you, you know? It's true that the Latin Mass is a little bit impressive at first, and you say, well, I don't know. I don't know where to stand. When I don't know what to do. I don't know where to read. That's humbling. That's good. So the one of us that we are accustomed to, right, will help you to walk your way around. And we are going to be welcoming, warm, pleasant, hospitable, supportive, inviting, etc., 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 just charitable. We have nothing to brag about. As always, the epistle helps us to understand the gospel. The gift that you have received, my friends, my dear souls, all the gifts, the talents that you have, are graces from the Holy Ghost. You could not even utter the word Jesus if God will not give you the permission to do so. You know that people possessed by the devil cannot say that word. They can't. You can, I think. Try it. No, you can. And if you can, that means that God is with you. We have the duty to share our gift. It is not an option. What I am trying to say is that too often we are like the Pharisee. We do good, wonderfully, and thanks be God for that. Continue to work your virtues. Continue to work to perfection. But do not lack charity. Love each other. Have compassion to each other. Care for each other as much as you want to be cared of. We want to be helped. So why don't we help others? But more often, we are not the Pharisee, we are the publican. And that's the good news. Because we are here humbly and to say, my God, I am a sinner. I need your help. And that's what we do. And so continue to be like that, like the humble publican. And may God help our souls to part with pride, to get it away, to grow humility, to grow in his love, in active charity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.